Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters. Shabbat Shalom. We're back again. Yes, indeed. For this precious time, the Most High is consecrated for the awakening of His people. We're back again. And I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I do. For this precious opportunity to speak these very precious words to you that the Most High has granted for the blessing. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, for the healing of our people. But we must discern again, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures declare when it says we must remember. Yes, we must remember. We must be brought to the remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of what it was the heart, the ancient Hebrew fathers. And that wisdom must be restored again to the children. We must discern again, my brothers and sisters, what was the law the Most High gave His servant Moshe. After the conscience, my brothers and sisters, of a prophet. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, what we see in this world today, which we have oftentimes heard in this world today, after a multitude of variant ideals, in other words, men have taken the scriptures, translated them differently, interpreted them differently, administered them differently, and dared to say that they kept a day holy unto the Most High, dared to say even that they have been true to a covenant. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that such thinking is utter insolence and a blasphemy against the very name of the One Most High. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, that the law of the Most High is far more than man's varied interpretations of the so-called, as they say, Word of Yah. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point? How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that what they put down there in the scriptures, calling it the Word of Yah, actually relates much more? It relates to thoughts, the very conscience of the One Most High. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, without question, I said, meaning, my brothers and sisters, without question, that if there be a mass of divisive ideals among us, if there be a mass of divisive ideals and standards among us, what we have upheld has not been true to the name, nor the authority, nor the wisdom of the One Most High. Do I need to repeat that? The scriptures tell us well that if we are wise to understand it, I say the scriptures tell us well if we are wise to understand it, that if there be a multitude of divisions among us, I said, if there be a multitude of divisions among us, we must understand 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. If there be a multitude of divisions among us, it is worldliness, it is carnality, it is not, I repeat, it is not the guidance of the one Spirit. We must understand that in the word of the Most High, there is no division. In the word of the Most High, there's no contention. There is no contradiction. There's only, my brothers and sisters, the everlasting truth. If we were all led by the one Most High among what men have called today the churches, I said if we were all led by one, the differences that are among us would not exist. It would not be a matter of having to relate again and again the foundation that the early church knew. It would be a matter at this point in time of just simply building upon that foundation. But today, because very, very rare few, when I say very rare few, at this present time, my brothers and sisters, well, I'll put it to you this way. I once sought to calculate the ratio of what is the present planetary population, the number, relative to that 144,000 who themselves must be disciplined to be confirmed true to the will of one. And my brothers and sisters, the numbers come out to something like about 1 in 50,000. I said 1 in 50,000, and it doesn't mean they're all in the same place. In fact, the scripture says they'd be regathered from the midst of all nations, people who have to exceed the varying standards of all the nations. 1 in around 50,000, 55,000 even has the beginnings of the precepts necessary to comprehend what indeed is the truth of the gospel. In fact, I would dare to say, my brothers and sisters, because most have found it hard to believe that the rulers of this world have not worked to open the minds to comprehend salvation, but only to assure after their personal pulpits and thrones that the people are kept in blindness. Who is it that you think it is, my brothers and sisters, that have kept the world divided? I say that have kept the world divided after a multitude of nations, denominations, principalities, and powers. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, it is after the Spirit of the One Most High? So many contentious divisions exist, preventing the people from being able to reason as one together, even preventing the people from being able to truly believe. Let me see if I can explain that to you. Every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning a greater dimension of truth. Every lie a man believes, seeking to uphold that illusion, not only prevents the mind from being able to discern the greater dimension of truth, but as long as that lie remains in the mind and heart, it prevents the soul from ever being in all things truly converted. I would tell you that Isaiah 28 directly relates that in the time of the coming of Messiah, something occurs which the early church knew, which today's institution, the counterfeit institution that men call the church today, I said counterfeit institution that men call the church today, has hardly by and large realized, and I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, is not the church at all, being intruded upon after so much pollution, so much miscreant thought form, polytheist miscreant thought form, never even realized just how much so. It's not the church at all. How can a worldly institution bring you out of the world? I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. No doubt about it. And if there is a multitude of divisions among us, it is not because we have all walked according to the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have to understand, and I dare say this, we cannot truly begin to fully understand, or even for that matter, receive the gift of the gospel, the gift of the Holy Spirit, till we can believe, I want you to hear me, that every single institutionality and soul on this planet has for a long time, even for many generations, been far away, misled, misguided, taught so many lies, my brothers and sisters, that they could not believe. Even, my brothers and sisters, if we are not able to believe what all the early church knew, that the Messiah would return to a world wherein men have been so misguided by their leaders, all falling short of the glory of Yah, and what honors the Most High. None righteous, none whole, none made complete. No, not one. If we're not able to believe what the scriptures say in Isaiah 59th chapter, the other scriptures I'm talking about are in Psalms 14, Psalms 53. If we're not able to believe what the scriptures say, that when Messiah returns, it's because the world for a long time has not known the way of peace, that men have looked for salvation, only found a counterfeit and could not find it. We cannot believe what it says in Amos 8:11-12, that men have gone to and fro, sea and land in this fallen world, looking for the word of Yah, and have not found what indeed is pure. We cannot believe what is written at Psalms. How about Psalms 10-11? Reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding of all they who keep His commands, His instructions. Well, dare we believe that His instructions is whatever men have imagined it to be? I've heard recently some talk about the idea about the scripture where, maybe I need to explain that on last evening. The scripture which reads that Yah has exalted His word above all His name. It's sad how some have taken that scripture entirely out of context, not understanding what the scripture really means. Most High has exalted His word, His law, His conscience, His promise, the mutual expectation that all His people must have over all that would be called by His name, over all, my brothers and sisters, who would be found true to Him. Meaning that wherever His gospel has gone, wherever His word has gone, wherever men would hear the truth, all are subject to be judged by the same, I repeat, subject to be judged by the same law. It's like the Most High, when He said, go ye forth and teach in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, only what honors the Most High fully according to all His will from beginning to eternity is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, that law, that light, that invariant word of truth. He said you ought to be, He told His people, you ought to be the light of the world. He told Israel that if you allow anyone to cause you to deny in any way the law of the prophets, it says you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. He said anyone beguiles his brother then to deny any part of the law of the prophets, the great expectation. He said you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. A multitude of partial standards, my brothers and sisters, are only a multitude of divisions, damnations. Not, my brothers and sisters, by any means a covenant, but mass disagreement, institutionalities and false doctrines, my brothers and sisters, which cause men not to be able to agree, not among men, and certainly not, my brothers and sisters, with the one Most High. He said, Israel, you ought to be a light to the world. It is indeed according to all that's contained in the law and the prophets. How dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that they, without a law, have been favored? The greatest gift the Most High can give, and only the Most High can give it, is a law by which there may be peace. A world without reverence or reference point is so often preferred to be flattered for the truth of the matter, the rulers would not have you to know. I ought to consider that if, and yes, he does, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a law. If the Most High has a law, they came to know. They prefer that you not understand it. If the Most High has a law, and men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, what they have lost, are not considered concerning that law unto the breaking of it, then the whole world, my brothers and sisters, is indeed lost, misguided, even for that matter, my brothers and sisters, till the truth is restored in so many ways, until men learn what it is to expect and seek all that is necessary beyond their rulers to comprehend the hidden truths, to remember what is forgotten. If man is not willing to do this, my brothers and sisters, he is utterly lost because he's insulted the Most High in his belief that of such spiritual depravity, so much mass contradiction, confusion, and contention. He's insulted the Most High if he believes that such as this confusion, could be the expectation of a work of the Holy Spirit. I would have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters, by whose law, I repeat, by whose law shall a people who have never, my brothers and sisters, I know this sounds hard to look at it, but among the nations, never had indeed what is a perfect covenant with the Most High. Did you hear what I said? The nations, the rulers of the nations, always contentions more so for pulpits and thrones than the reconciliation of the people. Seeking to keep the people under their authority was never a covenant with the One Most High. Was never an effort towards the true reconciliation of a people. That is the promise of the Most High. It has always been adversarial against divine covenant. What this world is called religious freedom. Wow, anybody can sit up and say something and call it the word of Yah. My brothers and sisters, has not been in this diversity what the Most High finds favor upon. He doesn't call it faith at all. The Most High is one. He's not the result of man's multitude of miscontentions and misbelief. To believe that he is, my brothers and sisters, does not invoke his favor. But rather, my brothers and sisters, it invokes his wrath. How many are willing to understand that? For it's not in the preservation of confusion that peace to this world shall again come. The scriptures tell us again and again, I spoke about this on last evening, that for peace to come to this world, all the rulers who have divided men against being able to discern the will of the One Most High, it is the rulers and the misruled, not the law of the Most High, but the false law, the flawed rule of man that must be abolished, that men might see clearly beyond the veil to discern the will of one. I have to ask a question. Since the Most High be unchanging, from the beginning eternal, and forever wiser than all men, far wiser than all men, discerning also to my brothers and sisters that the standard that he has declared is decreed from the beginning, even if a whole world forgets it after a multitude of human making your institutionality. Most High does not change. He is not destabilized. After what law, my brothers and sisters, shall man say he shall find agreement with one who is consistent, eternal, does not change, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, the same. The word that is from the beginning, after what law should he find the untainted, pure, perfect, unadulterated, constant word of life? By what law, my brothers and sisters, discerning that the very word life, I said the very word life, relates that which has no contradiction in it. By what law, my brothers and sisters, shall the many in the present multitudes of varied political, social, national, and pseudo-religious ideals, by what law, my brothers and sisters, shall they convert that they might be true to the will of one. It is not the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that is abolished, that men might return unto the way of their Creator. It is the misrule of man that in so many ways has been the obstacle. The rational mind, upon discerning these things, hearing these things, a reason to discern the wisdom that is in it. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, that the early church was a grassroots, if you will, movement. The book of Jacob, the book of they call James, it was told, it was said by the apostle himself, that not many among those who are the early church were those from among, if you will, the nobility. Therefore, we understood that it was by and large those from among the usual masses. I didn't say those from among so-called what they call royalty. Like I said, they're double-mindedness. The book of Jacob already said, James said in the first part, their double-mindedness, their desire to uphold pluralist authority, had already rendered most of them already completely unworthy of the gift of Yah. The early church was a grassroots movement, as I said before. So I want you to consider, what was happening? Why did your rulers, yes, and I say they are still, in essence, spiritually your rulers to this very day, in so many ways that very few even begin to realize, why did your rulers murder the early church? Why is it that when you begin to awaken today, still in this society there is persecution? If the ways that were, let's just say, well known, the truth that was well known by the early church was common among the masses today, why is it that when men seek to love the Most High, seek the Most High with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might, not allowing any part of their flesh to be an obstacle, when men would turn toward that dimension of truth in this society, why are they called extremists? Shall men say that they are favored for their lack of diligence, for their participation, negligence, that there remain a multitude of partial standards, none of which can make any soul safe or saved, never make a soul whole unto the one Most High, never count a soul steadfast and confirm true to the Most High. Most High said he's going to destroy every lie, my brothers and sisters. How is it that men have called themselves, their vessels, safe? When so many misconceits have misguided the minds and hearts, that men have remained subject to the various institutions of man. I said 45,000 denominations across 280 nations cannot possibly be the will of Yah. 19 world religions, are you kidding me? Cannot possibly be a covenant with the will of the Most High. The Most High is exalted. His name above all things, his will above all things, his, if you will, my brothers and sisters, very reputation as him who is one, as a foundation upon which there may be agreement and peace above all things. What do you think it is, my brothers and sisters? How do you think the Most High feels about men coming up with a multitude of lying hogwash, lying, stinking, filthy doctrine, and daring to say that it is a testimony from the mouth of the Most High? Such doctrines as these, my brothers and sisters, men believing that these false testimonies are the word of the Most High, have only, my brothers and sisters, rendered so many souls invalid. I said, rendered so many souls invalid. No soul is validated, sealed, confirmed, true unto the Most High. But those who come to reason to understand beyond this insanity,
But it's not after such plurality and confusion that men will be found true to the will of one. So you must understand why it is that Rome, polytheist Rome, already, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand this, polytheist Rome, wherein already, well, there are many pagan sun worshippers who call themselves Christians. I hope you understand what I just said. Many polytheist pagan sun worshippers seeking to preserve all the varying ideals of all the pagan gods of Rome call themselves Christians. Christ, the very word Christ and Christianity are Greek words, polytheist in origin, causing men to believe they have salvation and that they do not offend any of the multitude of varying gods, false gods, that were praised by Greece and Rome. Greco-Roman ideal. The Most High said you should worship none else but He. What do you think it is, my brothers and sisters, when after so many diverse instructions, men worship, even serve according to the will of another? Scripture tells us the Messiah will come and he will declare an absolute turning testimony to discern who serves Yah and who serves him not. It's whose instruction you obey that discerns, my brothers and sisters, whose servant you are. Who then will be prepared in his day to seek the truth which has not been told? And indeed, my brothers and sisters, to turn aside from the lie that men have not discerned was only a strong delusion, blinding men not to be able to discern their iniquities. Who, my brothers and sisters, is willing to understand these things? I mean, think about it. They murdered the early church. They come up with a counterfeit. And it means, my brothers and sisters, they came up with counterfeit doctrine. What makes people believe that since that time, and the scripture says that nothing from the time of that intrusion and that corruption, it didn't say that anything was going to restore the covenant, which is why Messiah is called the awaited one, until he returns to expose the pretense, to expose, my brothers and sisters, all the irrationalities. Why do you think it is, my brothers and sisters, that they, of the early church, Rome sought to destroy? Is it because, my brothers and sisters, they understood that Messiah would return to a world fallen short of wisdom for many generations? That the institutions that men had trusted for so very long have only been damnation and never salvation? I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High is not going to take to his kingdom. He's not going to confirm, nor would he seal, any form of doctrine that is not his own. He did not sign a contract that he did not write. And in all these churches, what men call churches today, my brothers and sisters, men have believed some form of counterfeit, and these institutions have even worked to preserve this counterfeitery. Western polytheism, my brothers and sisters, was never the faith of the early church. The people who understood that Yah is one, the people who understood that Yah is one, that he does not change, that he declared from the beginning the standard after which all humanity shall be judged, they understood that unless they comprehended the truth beyond all worldly misexpectation, beyond all worldly misadministration, beyond all worldly misopinion and misinterpretation, they knew that unless they discerned that truth, they cannot be confirmed true to him. For the scripture says, the Most High would send even his Messiah to speak truthfully according to all, and to judge truthfully according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. Read Acts 3:18 through 23 and understand. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is going to call true to his name, true to his word, a people whose testimony is not from Yah? I said whose testimony is not from Yah, but the corrupt misunderstanding of another. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it is time to understand the reality. It's time to seek, my brothers and sisters, beyond rulers who have been more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones than they have been concerned
for the expectation of what the Most High said must deliver his people as unto the will of one. We're told at first, well, how about Isaiah 1:18-20? It says, come, let us reason together. We all must. He said, come, let us all reason together. How about reason all truly to the one Most High? Nothing else but agreement with him is a covenant. He said, if we reason together with him, if we seek him for wisdom beyond ourselves, if we can conform then to that wisdom, he said, we will partake of the good of the land. But if not, my brothers and sisters, if we refuse to reason, if we rebel, if we allow the, let's just say, efforts to appease the misconceits of man to remain an obstacle to our thinking, if we refuse to reason and we rebel, or we are proven not having sought fully the foundation necessary to be able to agree and grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. The scripture says we'd be delivered or destroyed by the sword, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, we will not be found safe from the wrath of Yah, who comes, even sends his Messiah to declare a testimony, discern who is, discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, discern, my brothers and sisters, who will be reasonable and converting beyond the truth, and who, my brothers and sisters, has a presence, has a love for lies. What I want you to understand about that is when the scripture says, go forth and convert the nations, it's the same thing as make safe all the nations. How should they be made safe? It's not by the preservation of a lie. It's not by continual belief and trust in the variant misrule of man. Yah alone, my brothers and sisters, is Savior. It's only according to his word that a man may be preserved. It's only according to the fullness of his testimony, my brothers and sisters, that a man might be found true unto the will of one. There is only one Savior. There's only one word, my brothers and sisters, by which the Most High would preserve a soul, for his every soul that he establishes was created to be a habitation of his spirit. Whoever would defile the temple, whoever would teach lies, my brothers and sisters, is still upon the list of those bent for destruction. What is not the word of man, that man's multitude of contentions that will survive, is the word of Yah, the law of Yah, the conscience of Yah. That will be revived again to the minds, that it shall endure, in fact, forever. Isaiah 59:19-21. This is Most High, what Most High has said is his covenant. A Savior shall arise out of Zion to lift up the standard against every enemy, if you will, everyone who will not uphold the whole word of Yah. Messiah said, you're my friend if you do everything that I command you. Confirm everything that I command you. Even confirm all things to do, everything he commands. To understand that better, John 3:35-36 would help. It said, he who believes the Son has life, but he who does not obey the Son will not have life, and the wrath of Yah shall remain upon him. We must believe to obey, or else, my brothers and sisters, we show we have no faith, not in Yah. Isaiah 59:19-21 tells us, I said Isaiah 59:19-21 tells us the Messiah will raise up a standard, an absolute standard, my brothers and sisters, even restore the eternal standard as of old against whoever, my brothers and sisters, will prevent the minds of men from comprehending beyond this woe-begotten, long ages ago blinded age. And he says, in that day, his word shall not depart from your mouths, nor from the mouth of your descendants, henceforth, even forever. It means that much has been forgotten. After this forgetfulness, my brothers and sisters, this lack of a pronation to recover all these things. It did not say, my brothers and sisters, after such partiality that we had agreement with all those who found salvation of old. But my brothers and sisters, that word of salvation, that word of deliverance, that word of conformity unto what the Most High must confirm, is something that the whole world has to prepare again to receive and believe. But your multitude of pastors across, what, like I say, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, 19 world religions, whereby so much corrupt doctrine has been intermingled, compelled to be people to believe that such perversion is the word of Yah. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that out of Revelation 19:11-21 relate to what most of them call the word of Yah is not. And the true word of Yah, the conscience of the Most High, is something that must be restored in the earth. Most High, one time I asked him, what is his definition of an Israelite? His word to me was simply this, that is a conscience that he must restore again in the earth. It's not after the definition or designs of men. How many of us are ready to understand that? If he said his word is departed from our mouths, in other words, my brothers and sisters, a partial word, a partial testimony under hasty conclusions that cause men in their pride not to see the greater truth, that's not the word of Yah. He said his word, like a sharp two-edged sword, will smite all the nations. It will show, my brothers and sisters, what the world has called the word of Yah has only been man's misinterpretations. That only those who follow him should discern what it is to survive, to indeed have what is life, a word, the gift of life, a word that consecrates the mind and heart beyond all worldly contradiction. I want you to understand something. There's a lot that needs to be said, but I want you to think about these things. Messiah, in Luke 21, talked to his disciples and those who would hear him concerning incidences that would occur even long before. He said, even this was ultimately even long before Jerusalem was surrounded by an army to be destroyed by a Roman infantry. He said before there would come this destruction of Jerusalem that occurred in 70 A.D. See, before all these things, I'm talking about Luke 21:12. He said, before all these things, they will lay their hands on you to persecute you, to deliver you to synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. Listening to me. When he spoke about his name, he's talking about his testimony. He talks about his name. He's talking about that which he confirms, the contract, the covenant, the agreement with mankind, the promise that is his will. Many despise, my brothers and sisters, among the nations that promise because they followed after their leaders and not even understood the difference between what it is they should love and what they should despise, because the scriptures tell you in Isaiah 49, when Messiah appears, that the rulers have despised the one king and the one heir, under whom all, then, my brothers and sisters, should gather. He said, but you will be hated. They'll bring you before kings and governors for my name's sake. How about for kings and governors to count the testimony of the Most High an offense against their misrule? However, of course, they wouldn't want you to realize what they thought was foolish. But it says, this. He's speaking to his disciples, those who would hear him. He said, when they bring you before kings and governors for my name's sake, he said it would lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So he said, so make up your minds not to prepare yourselves, but beforehand to defend yourselves. Not to defend yourself, in other words, by the conscience of your own hearts. He said, for I will give you utterance and wisdom, which none of your opponents. Who are these opponents? Kings, governors? He said they would deliver you also to the synagogues. How about the kings, the rulers of the nations, wherever they were, these people were scattered. How about the rulers of the synagogues, my brothers and sisters? Governors, various districts among the nations. He said this persecution, or they'll just say their suspicions against your testimony, the hatred for your testimony will give you an opportunity to utter your testimony. How about to defend yourselves? You see, make up your mind not to prepare beforehand, after your own minds to defend yourselves. But say, well, I will give you utterance and wisdom, which none of your opponents will be able to resist or refute. But you will be delivered up by parents and brothers and even relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all on account of my name. How about his gospel? The truth of a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, whose conscience men must yet attain. I've said it before, the Most High uses his name to sign and confirm a contract, and he confirms no contract that he does not write. Why should he uphold a contract after any lesser conscience? What the Most High told me is anytime man is up to any conscience less than his own. I said anytime man is subject to a conscience less than his own, it is sin. It is tribulation. It is damnation. It is death. There is only one Savior, and Yah is one. He said, but not even a hair of your head will perish, meaning that surely in the resurrection you should gain your souls. My brothers and sisters, ancient, there was a difference in understanding. Either you inherit a place upon the land or a place in it. He says, by your perseverance. How about, my brothers and sisters, by your steadfastness in his word? Having to prove your steadfastness in his word, I said, beyond all the efforts of this world to intrude upon and presume and corrupt. He said, by your perseverance, your steadfastness, your patience, true to his word, faith in his word that delivers beyond all misconceits. Will you gain your souls? Will you gain your lives? It's not after a multitude of contradictions, brothers and sisters, the man finds it possible to serve the will of one. So we have to think about it, my brothers and sisters. What kind of truth was it that the early church knew? That the rulers were so afraid of the people finding out. My brothers and sisters, understand, you didn't have all, let's just say the elite oftentimes had schools to which they went to learn what was quote-unquote called wisdom. What manner of wisdom was this, my brothers and sisters, was rising up among the grassroots everyday people. Kind of wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers were afraid the people might hear, for in their discerning this wisdom. So many of my brothers and sisters began to discern the folly of their rulers. And it is because many have not heard the Israeli truth today that many are subject to so much misconceit on the part of so many. Without a reference point, my brothers and sisters, there has been a lack of reverence for the Most High. Without a reference point, without a standard, many have sought to call themselves wise after something far less. And people not willing to recognize that they have been foolishly deceived, not to perceive, blinded and having for long ago forgotten the truth. Many have been made victimized, easy victims, to rulers who would give the people what they want, if you understand what I'm saying, who would fatally flatter the people according to this everyday today, if you will, have it your way religion, seeking to tickle the ears of the people. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, compelling them to believe they are wise according to their still yet persevering ignorance, neglect, lack of knowledge, and certain indiscretion. Most High has already declared a plan by which he will suddenly awaken mankind to discern the truth. And in that day, many will discern that whether he thought they were wise, they were still yet blind. Messiah comes, according to the scriptures, in the name. You need to read Isaiah 49 closely. Isaiah 48, 49, 50. Messiah comes in the name, given a title of honor by the Most High himself, that unto him, unto the Father, every through him, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Messiah comes, given the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to discern who it is that has and has not come truthfully in the name of the one Most High. For again, my brothers and sisters, so much scripture declares that in order that the Most High might be responded to, believed according to his word, the Most High must eradicate the negative to accentuate the positive. He must silence the voices of all those who continue to speak lies that dissuade and misguide his people, that he shall be accounted the shepherd, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. How many, my brothers and sisters, understand the real meaning of these things? How many, my brothers and sisters, prefer that you not ever understand so that they maintain dominion over you? So much to be recaptured, my brothers and sisters. I dare to say so much that needs to be recaptured. Because I say it again, men make laws after which entire nations, let alone denominations, cultures, political differences arise which cannot agree. If men could make a law, my brothers and sisters, by which they could agree with the one Most High, and if your rulers, my brothers and sisters, were not so selfish in a world where men are blind to a greater standard, men in all these years would have attained to peace, but they have not. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, something the Most High told me long ago. He said the greatest gift that he can give is a law by which men might again learn how to cooperate, learn again how to love and trust. That is not a law, my brothers and sisters, after the conceits of men. This salvation, this being made true to what the Most High said he would preserve, is not after the works of devices, the forming the conceits of men, lest any man should boast. It is a gift that one must be willing to receive from Yah. While no man will receive, my brothers and sisters, that ultimate testimony who is unwilling to submit himself completely unto the will of one. What good is it that the Most High would grant or speak to anyone wisdom if they will never seek that truth to a dimension whereby the lie is no more? Does it give the Most High pleasure? Does it appease him? Does it please him that men would only seek to listen to part of his word, remaining upon faulty foundations, after which all they can do is continue to deceive one another? Absolutely not. Scripture tells us that the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity. They'll have none to harm them because they've eradicated the negative. Most High will preserve the positive. Please understand, brothers and sisters, the truth of what is written in Zephaniah 3:13. Most High did not say that he preserved a people who preserve the lie. He said those who follow Messiah in Revelation 14 will have no deceit in their mouths. Realize then, my brothers and sisters, what happens to those who preserve deceits, preventing the masses from being able to perceive, compelling many to think they're so wise that when they hear the truth, they're unable to believe it. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand. I want you to become much wiser. Most High told me on the greatest gift he can give is a law by which his people might love, trust, and cooperate. It means it's a law that he has to give. He has to grant a law, my brothers and sisters, that awakens a conscience, awakens man to a conscience well beyond his own, far beyond his own imagination. Carnal mind discerns the things of a carnal mind, but the Most High reveals even the deepest thing by his spirit to those who prove themselves faithful and worthy to comprehend. For a man who would preserve a lie can only deceive his brother. A man who would not realize he has been deceived And I'd ask the Most High to purge his mind and heart of all misconceit. As one of my brothers and sisters, who can only disrupt the conscience of many. But after false pride, my brothers and sisters, every soul that holds to it, not the workmanship of Yah, but yet an abomination. Something, my brothers and sisters, far from the, if you will, the norm that the Most High has intended. So, it's only Yah, my brothers and sisters, who is wiser, who can reveal, raise the conscience of man under that with which he is pleased. Most High said that he would send one called Shiloh, Genesis 49, to reestablish that standard in the earth. The question then is how many, since Messiah must come to restore the truth, how many are willing to seek the truth that for a long time has been hid? There are those who prefer not to know, even though the scripture says plainly, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. My brothers and sisters, so many have been misled along paths that could never fully appease the Most High, could never be deliverance, always preserving some form of obstacle because they wanted to believe that the shallow-mindedness of a multitude of contentious rulers could somehow be. I said they wanted to believe that the diversitude of a multitude of contentious, argumentative disagreements on the part of the rulers could somehow be a covenant with Yah. The Most High didn't teach people, my brothers and sisters, to contend against one another in his name, but to know that his name is peace. Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you this now. A man might understand the Most High exalts his name, his reputation, his word, his conscience, after which all things might be made stable, after which is his own existence. He's declared himself the great I am that I am, not as many have imagined. And he exalted that recognition. What Messiah said when he said, the greatest command of all is, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. We must all seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, allowing nothing to be an obstacle against discerning him as one. That is the love we must have for Yah and for our brothers. He said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, and defend his conscience, his commands, his instructions against all the misinstructions of man. Since Messiah said that is the ultimate command, and it is not divine law that must be put aside that men agree with one who is wiser than all, in fact, consistent and true from the beginning. It is not divine law that must be put aside but man's. Then we must understand that this entire infirmity that men have called Christianity today after Western pluralist polytheism is entirely, in all respects, my brothers and sisters, an absolute damnable farce. The prophecies of old tell us that that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And Messiah comes, and read Isaiah 40:27-41:4. Read Malachi, say 2:15-3:4. Read all of Malachi. So much scripture relates that the Most High has to silence the misrule of all your leaders, that the truth come forth. Whose law then, my brothers and sisters, is it that must be abolished? If they told you the Messiah came to put away divine law, that a multitude of treacherous pretenders should have rule over you, that you not seek what a divine law has been missing, that you continue to break that law. If they call that faith, where they preserve a multitude of differing doctrines and differing rulerships, differing interpretations and administrations, and say they got the authority to do so after the one Most High, then my brothers and sisters, what men have believed is indeed after the intrusions of the rulers, according to 2 Thessalonians, that strong delusion that has caused men to believe the lie, that strong delusion that has compelled men not to discern beyond their injustice and iniquity. The only law that is lawful before the Most High and before him just that gives him honor according to all that he has decreed, The only law that is true to that justice, my brothers and sisters, unto the Most High, is his own. If they told you anything else, my brothers and sisters, they lied unto the damnation of many generations. I repeat, they lied unto the damnation of many generations. For my brothers and sisters, the Most High will never confirm whatever it is that anyone has sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, and become so proud that they would not allow his word to refine and humble them beyond every misconceit that has entered their minds and hearts. I want you to understand that only Yah can give a law to which humanity may humbly, mutually, and in self-righteousness, beyond self-righteousness. I said, only the Most High can give a law after which humanity may mutually, humbly, beyond all self-righteousness, agree. Salvation, deliverance beyond the forms of worldly confusion and self-righteous deceptions, which must be put to an end. Deliverance beyond this insanity is not after any manner of rule or conceit, after which men have boasted, far from divine foundation. Therefore, according to the scriptures, the only law after which salvation, peace unto the world one may come is after none other than Yah himself. He has forsworn one who he sends in his name to perform and complete all that is his pleasure. Not like the multitude of souls that have been among us, who compromise the holy word to appease the designs of men. Like I said, men giving themselves license to speak however they would, calling it religious freedom, calling it the word of Yah, is not what gains divine favor, but what before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, earns only an utter disgust. And yet men have called it grace, that they partake with one another in the deception, the deceiving, the damnation, the corrupting of the minds, hearts, and souls, and conscience of their brothers. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, has been far there away from the truth. For the Most High calls an enemy which would break communication between him and them whom he would call to grow in the grace and the knowledge of him. How many of us are ready to understand why the scriptures say in Isaiah 49, Messiah is one despised by the rulers? Yah has appointed from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is not one after men's appointment, but the appointment of Yah, according to the wisdom of Yah, what seems wise in his own sight. Yah has from the beginning appointed an heir of his mountains, an heir of his kingdom, an heir of this world, who, at the word of Yah, shall subdue and replace all that has been the misrule of man. Yes, my brothers and sisters, and for this reason, because he shall subdue and replace them all who have never been viable, the rulers of this earth have without question loved this one not. Don't let anybody fool you to think that the rulers who have been more concerned about pulpits and thrones than they've been concerned about the healing of the people have ever learned what it is to indeed love and trust Yah as he is. In fact, the idea that Yah is as he is and not as been imagined is the name, the title, and the authority that they have hated the most. I can only say this, my brothers and sisters, there's much to be recovered, and we may not now know all things. But we must, for the appearing of the Son of Man, be prepared to agree in all things with him. I said we must be prepared in all things to agree with him. You must seek the precepts of the Most High that he reveals only to the most faithful and diligent and obedient. In fact, the scripture says that, quite frankly, it's only those who seek to do good works. I did not seek to prefer and do something less. What else have they done? They've told people that in seeking less than the law of the Most High, they are favored. To break the law and seeking to do less than all that is required of it is not only, my brothers and sisters, an injustice, but it is immoral. Again, my brothers and sisters, we must seek the truth for the good of one another, that in hearing the truth, we shall be able to believe and obey and seek with all our hearts to conform to the truth. We live in a world, like Scripture says, there's been no place clean, none righteous, not one. And for this reason, Messiah is sent, and unto him at the power of Yah shall be granted the glory, because he restores the truth to mind that a world for so long has grossly neglected. The truth, precious truth, my brothers and sisters, the world has called invalid because so few would not believe it. I want you to think about it. Why should the Most High grant his spirit to a people who won't believe? That's exactly what the scripture says has happened for many generations. They even hid his face. Last night I spoke a bit about that and And in the days to come, Yah willing, I intend to speak much more of it. We have to ask ourselves a question. What is more immoral than dishonoring the glory, partializing the righteous and honorable word and law of him whose thoughts endure wiser forever? So the men say that keeping one another in the darkness is an acceptable and blessed thing. Who else, my brothers and sisters, but the darkness, but the lie can man uphold and believe and even worship till he finds the truth? It's time to discern between the righteous and the wicked, my brothers and sisters. Messiah is called the Son of Righteousness who arises, bring healing upon his lips. That the wicked, the lawless, those who will keep you in the darkness, those who will resist the light, become ashes under the soles of the feet of those who seek the truth. In the day that he shall again reign, shall surely reign unto all righteousness before Yah. Whose law then, my brothers and sisters, do you think it is that's put aside in that day? It's not the rule of Yah. But this thing that they call Christianity, I've told people they do, that the Most High abolished his own law that you might revere him. What? I tell you, the Most High partialized somehow his rule after all your rulers, that he might be revered? What? That's insanity. How can men be so easily cajoled, beguiled to believe it? Most High told me if I could believe that a multitude of contradictions that has become the law of this world, multitude of contradictions the world will seek to preserve. He said if I could believe that, He said, if I could believe that, I cannot be a servant or disciple of his. Those who can believe in multitude of contradictions of the word of one, of the word of the one Most High, can serve a devil. It is Yah that they cannot learn to serve. I want you to realize the mind state and the conspiracy of the rulers. If the Most High has a law, they could not continue in their present form. If they made a vow unto him, they could not continue to exist. For them to exist, they had to conspire to claim that the Most High has put aside or has no law. My brothers and sisters, when men say that the Most High has no law, they defy the hope of peace. They compel men to believe that confusion is acceptable. And many accept this mass insanity as if it were blessed. And the pursuit of pure and perfect truth that is even required of men to seek pure, perfect truth, they call a curse. My brothers and sisters, purity and completion offers one choice and agreement. It's a mass of contradicting, negligent, partial, polluted, tainted, perverse doctrines that is the chaos that has continued to plague this world. So you should not take his name in vain. You should not associate and identify with his name. Lest you seek all his will, all else is vanity. It's worth nothing. At the end of the day, nothing works as it was intended until all things the Most High declared are considered. If a man calls himself a servant of the Most High, but he's always willing to compromise the ideal according to the designs of another, who is it that he's given himself over to call his master and his God? Many have said after a multitude of partial institutions that they have conformed to the hope of the gospel, that they've conformed to divine purpose after somebody else's instructions. Said that the designs of another is an acceptable offering, and oftentimes, so often, refuse to seek conference with Yah himself, discern what is missing. In a multitude of devices, amidst a multitude of devices, conspiracies, against the knowledge of the truth, that we're not wise to realize we must ask the Most High what is missing. My brothers and sisters, is that a show of faith? Not to believe the Most High can reveal what he surely can reveal. He told me to pray in this wise. Father, I don't know what I don't know, don't know what I need to know, don't know what has been stuck in my head that acts as an obstacle against my understanding. For the blessing of your people and the sanctity of your name. But Father, I know that if you don't tell me, I won't know. My brothers and sisters, people say all sort of things, but I'm going to tell you now, to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. And so many of my brothers and sisters have taken the words of the Most High entirely out of the context because they never understood intent. They never understood eventuality. Like I said, these people have believed that somehow they can be raptured, taken up to the Most High and all their differences. My brothers and sisters, the Most High said again, said he would send someone with his seal, with his name. And since the Most High exalts his name above all things, the Most High will surely teach this one that he strengthened the resolve and the conscience of his people, that he will believe like Abraham what a whole world would not, that he teach the world again what again is faith, to restore, my brothers and sisters, that which have fallen. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, what this one is called? Why? The Most High uses his name to sign and confirm all that he has spoken. His very name declares also that he is all in everything that he is, and that he will surely prove in everything that he has said, he will prove it to be. You need to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, why the scripture says, Isaiah 50:10-11, whoever there is among you who lacks knowledge and light, how about who lacks an invariant word? Trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High. They put down trust in the name of the Most High. They put in the King James Version per se, trust in the name of the Lord. Trust in him who is all that he is. Trust in him who is called by that name, according to Isaiah 49, and be saved or be made safe by his Elohim, the one who teaches his conscience. Did he say he preserved those who would preserve or maintain an illusion? That according to Numbers 24, he says, this one comes, and Most High sends him for the express purpose to destroy him who would preserve any of the corruptions of any of these wicked, lawless, social misconsequences that exist among the nations, that he must subdue all his enemies. He must subdue all those who would speak lies to prevent the mind from maturity. those of you who don't know exactly what all I'm referencing, articles on my website you find in the chat, hiddengospel.com, articles like Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, hiddengospel.com, The Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, www.hiddengospel.com, Remember the Promise, Gospel of Shiloh. All these, my brothers and sisters, are reference points that must be restored to the mind to comprehend the greater things the Most High would reveal to His people. But how many of my brothers and sisters are humble enough to become diligent enough to be found those who are out of a great love for what is necessary unto the restoration, a way of peace, but humble themselves to be diligent. Second Kepha said, that's by being diligent unto knowledge, you make your election sure. You make your call to wisdom and understanding sure. Something nobody can do, my brothers and sisters, unless He has granted wisdom from the Most High. And the Most High grants that wisdom to those who are most diligent to understand. Yes, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the greatest wisdom of all? Not what men have presumed they have known and called wise, but discerning again, my brothers and sisters, what the whole world has not known. That is the greatest wisdom of all. Rome murdered literally millions upon millions in the early centuries. I said Rome murdered literally millions upon millions in the early centuries. To silence the voices of those who, from among the common people, began to relate a wisdom that Rome felt that it was imperative unto national security that they seek to silence. Revelation, 6th chapter. White horse riders, Messiah going forth with the gospel of peace, pure and perfect word the nations did not know. They might be converted, the men among the nations, my brothers and sisters, might be made safe from the day of wrath that falls upon every lie and liar. Red horse riders, the nations retaliating against that pure, perfect word of peace. Resisting the pure word that would cause all to confirm to the one Most High beyond all the very various multitudes of pagan deities that were worshipped and the practices of those who worshipped them in Rome. He said they fought against, even sought to annihilate those who had this word. To take away then what is the gospel of peace. The scripture said the gospel be hid, is hid to them that are the lost. Scripture talks about famine being for a word. Black horse rider, famine. It's famine for a word, my brothers and sisters, going to Amos 8:11-12. Men going to and fro, seeing land, looking for the word of Yah and could not find it. They killed off everybody who knew the word. What else do you think is a result of this famine? But death and hell, condemnation. Destruction, confusion, mass misrepresentation. Scripture says once that occurred, and actually the scripture we were talking about in Luke earlier, pre-70 A.D. What do you think has happened since then, my brothers and sisters? The men have created churches because they said so. They brought men out of the world because they pretend to. Do you still see in the Protestant movement, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of contradictions, or do you see men conform to the will of one? Rome was a total, complete lie after all the contradictions of man among the nations. The Roman Catholic Church to this very day is a damn lie, a damning misinstitution, my brothers and sisters, compelling men not to exercise the greatest strength of conscience the Most High would give, that they become wise. And the scriptures tell us, if any man consider himself wise after the diverse contentions of this world, this worldliness, he said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise, my brothers and sisters, rather than compelling men to recognize their deceptions that they might become wise, they cause men to exalt their deceptions that they remain fools. And it's time, brothers and sisters, that the spell be broken. This is what that for which I pray. Like I said, Most High is not pleased with mass misrepresentation. He will not give his name to those who misrepresent him. This misrepresentation, my brothers and sisters, has not gained the favor of the Most High. But they are. As scripture says in Isaiah 65, a smoke all day in his anger, saying that they are holier than thou, Isaiah 65 says. Transgressing all the law and still saying, that they have not defiled their vessels. Forgetting the ways of his holy mountain, preparing tables, feasts. How about imbibing in unholy days declared by men they call holidays? Not honoring the will of Yah, but all the drunken lasciviousness and folly. And by drunken, I mean unstable thinking of all the nations. Scripture says, because when he called his people beyond these things, called the feast of Gad and Many, Sun and Moon God. How many understand that Easter, Christmas, and Sunday, for instance, Mardi Gras, and all these things, all part of that same insanity, the same abomination? So when he sought to call his people out from these things, that they might worship him as he is, he said they would not listen. So he said he delivered them to the sword. Number them for destruction. Call his people by another name, that those who would bless his name would bless him in truth. I did not say, my brothers and sisters, curse his name with a multitude of lies. I want you to understand how the ruler said the Most High didn't have a law. Didn't say he had a standard. Rome was composed of varied rulers across the entirety of the empire, many of them preserving their own ways and their own ideas, as if the Most High didn't have one law for them to convert unto. For they knew if the Most High has an absolute law, the nations, my brothers and sisters, preaching pretenses, have offended the Most High to keep not only the rulers, but all those who follow them damnedly accursed. And yet there are those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer to believe the Most High has no law, will pay someone to uphold such delusion, that they pretend to be wise as if the Most High is not. This insanity has to cease, that peace may come. I repeat it again as we begin to close. Look up these words, Christ in Christianity. Discern their origin among the heathen as representative of those who they said as their saviors were anointed after all the spirits of all the heathen gods they endorsed. All the contentious spirits of all the warlike and constantly in turmoil. Pagan heathen. And these rulers call themselves saviors of heaven and earth because they said all the gods at least favored them. All my brothers and sisters, Rome could despise the idea of one anointed holding the will of one, because worshiping the will of one was considered illegal in Rome and a defiance against the many gods, many false gods, which Roman state, calling it their peace, Pax Romana, had mandated upon the people to preserve. If you have to worship a multitude of contradictions, are you free to worship Yah? If you have to worship a multitude of contradictions, are you free, my brothers and sisters, beyond every lie? If you have to worship a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, have you really sought pursuit of what is happiness? Everyone seeking to be called wise, my brothers and sisters, no one discerning injustice is immoral. It is not justice. Most I say, you should not declare his name in vain. Not after any partiality or pollution. You must seek all his will, for his name declares he is all in everything that he is, and it requires of those who would identify with that name to also seek the truth that they may defend it. Those who uphold lesser standards, my brothers and sisters, what have they done? Have they defended it? Or have they sought under pretense to destroy the integrity of mankind? Is the name and word of the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, from right there in the midst of the churches. The book of Jude talks about how men have entered in surreptitiously, secretly. Men are not discerning how they've been to the detriment of the faith rather than the exaltation of faith. Faith is not according to the varying standards of men, my brothers and sisters. Now, after a multitude of the contradictions of men who do not discern the difference between good and evil, between what is perfect, the truth of Yah, and what is not. Messiah called the greatest command of all the Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. But men have defied, and once the state has sanctioned a multitude of varying ideas, they've called the greatest command of all, the commandment of the kingdom of Yah, they've called it illegal. Think about it. That we must all seek his pure, perfect will, that we all discern him as one. The nations of the world have given men license not to do so and still say they are wise. Direct defiance against scripture, my brothers and sisters. Defending, seeking all that is divine command and finding the truth the world has ignored. They have called it illegal. But Messiah said, if you love me, you would keep guard, maintain, and defend his instructions. He will bring instruction to a world, revive the knowledge of instruction, divine instruction to a world that many generations have forgotten it. Shall man seek to sustain this preference for unrighteousness at the hand of false rulers who, behind the pulpits and thrones, have sought to sustain delusion rather than divine vision? How should men grow in the grace and knowledge of Yah when the seeking of greater truth they've called illegal beyond socially indiscriminate thinking? It's time we discern better, my brothers and sisters. This thing that they call religious freedom, where everyone speaks whatever they will against the Most High and calls it his word, invokes his wrath, not his favor. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, prepared to understand that till we realize that the massive contentions we see in this world were never the faith, were never reverence for Yah,
90.
We have not even begun to open the door to wisdom. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Thanking the Most High in this blessed time that he calls this Shabbat, in which we must all seek his pure and perfect will, that we keep indeed a holy day reverent unto him. And this precious, thank the Most High. Every ear that he brings near, I thank for listening. And under his might, honor, sovereign praise, always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? For listening. For the Most High granting the ears to be made able to hear and understand.